Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 14. Chapter entitled King Purava Enchanted by Urvashi. Text 37. Striya Yakaruna Krura Durmarsha Priyashahasa Gnanti Alparthepi Visravdam Patim Brataram Apyuta. Sriyo yakaruna krura Durmarsha priyasahasa Gnanti Alparthepi Visravdam Patim Bhrataram Apyuta. Sriyo Yakaruna Krura Durmarsha Priyasahasa Gnantyal Parte Vivisrabdam Patim Bhrataram Apyuta. Sriyo yakaruna krura Durmarsha priyashahasa Gnantel parte pivisrabdham Patim brataram apyuta. Sriyo yakaruna krura Durmarsha priyasahasa Gnantel parte pivisrabdham Patim brataram apyuta. Sriyo yakaruna krura Durmarsha priyasahasa Gnantal parte vivisrabdham Patim brataram apyuta. Anyone else? Mataji? Yoya karuna krura Durmarsha priyashahasa Nantel parte vivisrabdham Patim brataram apyuta. Striyaha, women. He, indeed. Akarunaha, merciless. Krura, cunning. Durmarshaha, intolerant. Priyasahasa, for their own pleasure, they can do anything. Gnanti, they kill. Alparthe, for a slight reason. Api, indeed. Visravdham, faithful. Patim, husband. Brataram, brother. Api, also. Uta, it is said. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Women as a class are merciless and cunning. They cannot tolerate even a slight offense. For their own pleasure, they can do anything irreligious, and therefore they do not fear killing even a faithful husband or brother. Please repeat. Women as a class are merciless and cunning. They cannot tolerate even a slight offense. For their own pleasure, they can do anything irreligious, and therefore they do not fear killing even a faithful husband or brother. King Pururava was greatly attached to Urvasi, yet despite his faithfulness to her, she had left him. Now, considering that the king was wasting his rarely achieved human form of life, Urvasi frankly explained the nature of a woman. Because of her nature, a woman can respond to even a slight offense from her husband by not only leaving him, but even killing him, if required. So, to say nothing of her husband, she had even killed her brother. She can even kill her brother. That is a woman's nature. Therefore, in the material world, unless women are trained to be chaste and faithful to their husband, there cannot be peace or prosperity in society. Hare Krishna. So this is Urvasi. Sukadev Goswami describes the character of Urvasi while he is talking about Ayla. His main point was Ayla. Ayla means the son of Ila. Son of Ila, his name is Pururava. Who was Ila anyway? Anybody remember? Who is Ila? Ila, please. Shuddhivna was Ila, right? Yeah, Shuddhivna was Ila. Shuddhivna was a son of? Or daughter of? Yeah, Shuddhivna was a son of Vaivashad Manu. Is that right? Vaivashad Manu? To be a son, but she took birth as a girl. So then he was sent into Shuddhyumna to be a boy. And later, what happened? It was almost 1 year ago I gave this class. Last January, I think, January or February. We are coming back to the same point again. So this Shuddhimna became girl, and this girl was a very attractive girl. She was walking, she didn't want to come back home. While she was walking in the forest, son of Moon, we recently read about Moon had a son, right? His name was Buddha. Buddha was very attracted to her. So they united, and from their combination, son was born. His name is Pururava. So that is Ayla. So when, I think it's the beginning of this chapter, Sukadeva Goswami, when he finished a description of the Sun dynasty, he mentions his name, Pururava's name, Ayla. Athata sruyatam vamsa vamsa shomasya pavana Athata sruyatam rajan vamsa shomasya pavana Yasmin Ayiladayo Bhupa Kirtyante Punya Kirtaya. Ayiladayo Bhupa. He starts from the Ayla, means Pururava. So he's not very common person, he's a very celebrated person. Pururava in the history. So in this particular topic, we are talking about Urvashi. Urvashi heard of Pururava and she came to Pururava, and Pururava married her, so to say. Probably they didn't have a priest, but anyway, they had enjoyed for many, many years. And there was an agreement, actually, I was looking back in the one of the texts. That she made him promise that she will only eat preparation made of ghee, right? Ghitasi. In the Vishnu Sahasranam, there is one name for Lord Vishnu. One of the thousand names is Ghitashi also. It comes right after the famous verse for Lord Chaitanya. Who knows? Subarna Varno Hemangu Varanga Sandanangati. And right after that. Yeah, that comes to somewhere else, not right after that. Right after that comes Sanyasa Krishama. Suvarna Varno Hemanga Varanga Sandanangati, but Viraha Vishama Shunyo Gritashi Rasalaschala. Viraha Vishama Shunyo and Gritashi. Gritashi means one who eats ghee or made, you know, the preparation made of ghee or something cooked in ghee. Gritashi. So in Vaikuntha also they have ghee. They can cook in ghee. Probably in heavenly planet also they make everything in ghee. Now, last few months I was in Phoenix. So I've seen in the Phoenix temple they cook everything in oil. Everything prepared and offered to the deity is oil. Sometimes they may use butter, but not the ghee. They say that the ex-president who was Bhavadas Prabhu, he tried to do everything on ghee, so much cooking on ghee and ghee and ghee every day, and just when he, you know, he was out of budget. And then he left. Then he left temple. So now they cook only in ghee. Canola oil, corn oil, peanut oil, or mustard oil, whatever oil, if possible. That is cheaper and doesn't get trusted anyway. So, Gritashi Rasalaschalaha. So anyway, the promise was made, and because he could not keep the promise, not because of ghee, because of those lambs were stolen, so he happened to appear, you know, unnatural. So Urvashi left. Well, before she left, she said something, right? Antasmiham kunatena anapumsa viramanina. I am now being killed, she said, under the protection of an unworthy husband who is a coward and an inuge, although he thinks himself great hero. Although he thinks himself a great hero. I mean, very unpalatable words to such a person. And I'm just simply putting down somebody, and I will go to the positive side also gradually. So the words coming out of mouth make the feeling difference to the person who hears. So Urvashi, who had enjoyed his company for so many years, all of a sudden, because of something happened, she is putting him down. Really, you are unique. You are not worthy of calling a man. You are not a so-called hero, and so on and on. So he could not. Anyway, he wanted her association, but she left. So I think Prabhupada was talking one time about the nature of such fallen woman nature. And I don't remember exactly, Srila Prabhupada, after he spoke, and he asked one devotee of Mataji, is that right? I think that was the Yamuna Mataji. Who remembers that? Yamuna? What was it? Yesterday we read Mata, was that? No, not to believe, not to trust on women devotees. Yeah, so it's a radical issue. And so Srila Prabhupada asked Yamuna, I think it was, that's in front of him. Is that right? Is it okay? And so Yamuna said, yes, Prabhupada. And then Srila Prabhupada said, no. It doesn't apply to women like you. You are already serving Krishna, and you're becoming Vaishnava, and you have good qualities. This applies to those who are not in that path, not in the right track. I was teaching Bhakti Shastri class in Phoenix. So we got to the end of ninth chapter. The ninth chapter was said the three ways to the Piyanti Paramatma. The ninth chapter. Let's make sure. So three ways to Shastra the Piyanti Paramatma. So I said, "Yep, you should Papa Yoni." So I was explaining Papa Yoni, you know, and one of the Papa Yoni are low birth. The women also included. So there were like 17 men and 21 ladies, you know, in the class. So I can see some of them are not very, not very well. You know, women are included, you know, counted as Papa Yoni. So I explained, I look at the commentary of the acharyas that it says Papa Yoni. Those women are counted as Papa Yoni who are very fallen, who are like prostitutes, not any good standing ladies, especially Vaishnava women, Vaishnava, they're not Papa Yonis. So then somehow to make them happy, I started Kunti prayers, sometimes around Kunti prayers. So by listening all that, they became happy, and they were completely satisfied. The ladies cannot be Papa Yoni. Gentlemen and gentle ladies, the ladies, women like Kunti, Queen Kunti, of course, she, in the beginning, she presents herself very, what do you say, Tatha Paramahamsa Namina Amratana Katham Pashyama Isriya Bhakti Yodhanartham. I'm not Paramahamsa, Kunti Maharani says, I'm not Paramahamsa, I'm not Amalatma, you know, my mind is not pure, I'm not a Muni, I'm not in the level of Muni, how can I understand you, Bhakti Yoga Vidhana, how can I perform Bhakti Yoga? But later on, you can see how Kunti Maharani expresses herself. You know, there's so much knowledge, so much the essence of Vedic knowledge is in her statement, in her speech. So, because of being devoted to Krishna, and because of Krishna's mercy, Kunti. Not only Kunti, there are many, many ladies in the history. They are very, very knowledgeable. Very, very faithful and chaste. And that depends on the Bhagavad. Like Draupadi. You can see Draupadi's character. When Ashwatthama was brought in front of Draupadi, Ashwatthama had killed five sons of Draupadi in Arjuna, captured Ashwatthama. And Draupadi, as soon as he saw this Ashwatthama, was right under her, and he was tied as an animal. He said, Draupadi, Bhagavatam says, Dhamma Subhavati Bhaya Namasya. Bhama Shabhava is a natural characteristic of the lady. She was an ordinary woman. She was the daughter of Dupada, a woman. After she was born of a fire, and she is the daughter-in-law of Kunti Devi. So, Bhama Shabhava Bhayana Namacha, she became very compassionate to this Ashwatthama, who was brought, tied up just like an animal. She offered her obeisances. And says, and then she says, please, let him go. This is Dhamma. Srila Goswami was describing this description, this incident. He appreciates her statement very much, and he says, Dharmam, Nyayam, Shakarnam, Nirvalikam, Samamad. He counts five different qualities in statements. First of all, Draupadi says, Brahman, Nidram, Guru, Brahman, even though he proved to be unqualified Brahman, Brahma Bandhu, but still he is a Brahman, and he's a son of Guru. His father, Pranacharya, from whom we have learned all the Vidya. Actually, and I have to bring it back. Of the knowledge of the Vidya I have learned. And he was Pranacharya was not. But this is his son, and his mother is alive, but him on the other way, she would have died with her husband. So my son said, I'm crying like this, but I don't want your guru mother to cry like this because of the death of the son. Let him go. But Dharmakya Mahabhagavad Bodhi Gaurava Guru, which is Narati Tatam Sutyam Pandya Vaishnava. So Pranacharya is a Brahman agent, but he is your guru, and you arrest him, you worship him, and come in with his knowledge. And if you kill his son now, this will be bad for you. So the Ramaji was already coming to the power of worship and order. Happiness to the person. This will make you infamous. This will make a blast for your thing. So please, release him from the bondage. Yei kopitam kamakullam rātini yei tamahi. If you do anything hard to Brahmans, and if the Brahman becomes upset, they can destroy the whole race of Kshatriyas. Just like Parashuram did. During the Parashuram, there was a king, Kartavirya Arjuna. By the way, I had a question I will ask another time, later. The Kartavirya Arjuna was very, very much proud of his power. So he was harassing rishis, destroying their ashrams. So Parashuram, took birth as a son of Jamadagni. So Parashuram took a challenge. So from the side, he rejected Brahma Karma, as he's supposed to do as a son of Rishi. He rejected that and he started Kshatriya Vidya. He said, I have to take care of this king. I don't want to just sit down and chant and a guy says, okay, I want to practice this and I'll be ready, I'll go and challenge this king. So because Kartavirya Arjuna was, he committed a lot of offenses to Brahman. So he said, Parashuram. He cleared out the whole Kshatriya race for 21 times. So that may not happen. You should be careful. Draupadi. You can see as Draupadi, if Draupadi was common lady, like Urvashi, she would have said, are you blind, Arjuna, son of a widow? Don't understand this is the guru's son? Nonsense. She would have said something, unpalatable. But you can see the language of, shift for the language of a high-class person. Gentleman, a lady, is different. How she is teaching Arjuna. And she's not teaching Arjuna, she's just pointing out the what will happen if we really act out of it. So Srila Goswami appreciates her statement very much, and he said, Dharmam, it is according to Dharma. Her statement is according to Dharma. What is Dharma? That a Brahman, son of Brahman, is not to be killed, even though he may be oppressive. Brahma Bandhu Nantabhyam, Krishna said that. Adatai Valarana, even though a terrorist, Adatai, should be killed. But if a terrorist happened to be a son of Brahmana, then he shouldn't be killed. There's a different way you can kill him. So this is Dharma. And Nyayam is justice. Justice is what Draupadi said, that you have learned so much knowledge from this his father, from Guru. And what do you have to pay him off? Nyayam is justice. Justice is that if I borrow $100 from you, and I promise I'll pay you back in 1 week or 1 month or 1 year, maybe 10 years later. But when time comes, I pay you back exactly the same amount. That is justice. Not $2 less. Or, something different. Even if you pay more, it's justice. Because the tax was my interest was, right? When I got married in Kathmandu, I didn't have any money. I was Brahmachari, and I was ready to come to the United States. So all of a sudden, everybody agrees, okay, you must get married before you go. So in 5 days, I arranged marriage, and the reward is, I borrowed money, they gave, but I had to pay back. Somebody get 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000. But I just didn't learn. Maximum 15,000 at least rupees in nightshell. So to do anything. That is like about $400. But I didn't have money. Any money, I didn't work. Even though I was able to send invoices, I didn't work any money in those days. So then everybody knew I was going to United States. So when I came back, after 3 months, I was able to collect money and I sent with interest. I calculated myself maybe 2% or whatever it is. I paid back and everybody was happy. So happy. Even I didn't make any offenses to anybody. They were all happy. They didn't consider any, they didn't have any clothes after that. So Nyayam is there. So the Pandavas have learned so much this archery from Dronacharya. So what they have to pay back? So to pay him back, that at least they should not kill his son. That is justice. And Sakaranam, Karuna means compassionate. Draupadi was compassionate not to Ashwatthama, but to Ashwatthama's mother. Ashwatthama is killed, then Draupadi, Ashwatthama's mother, was her name, Pipi. Pipi will cry like anything. That was her only son, and her husband already was killed. So I don't want to see her crying like me, crying the loss of five sons. So this is compassionate. Equality. In this way, Śrīla Gosvāmī analyzed nicely the statements of Draupadi. So we can see, you know, in some places women are criticized, in some places women are glorified. But we can see who is in what, on what level. So that inspires us to come to the higher level, to become better Krishna conscious. So as Śrīla Prabhupāda says, you become Krishna conscious, then all the good qualities are in you. Sarve gunai tatra samāśate surāha. That's what inspires us to become Krishna conscious. When we become Krishna conscious, all the good qualities are there. So we don't have to go and buy from the his cock or food lion these qualities. Simply become Krishna conscious. And maybe in the next Kali Yuga, your name will be in the Bhagavatam, you know, included. That is possible. So better to be in right track. Turnam yate dana pate dana mrityu yavat. Constantly endeavor to not to fall down. Constantly endeavor to uplift yourself. Anumrityu, until the death comes. After death, you know, it's not in our control. So before death, we can still, you know, keep trying to uplift ourselves, to remain Krishna conscious, to remain in good standing. So the words spoken, the words coming out from mouth should be Sanskrita. Sanskrita means purified, clarified. They should not hurt anybody's feeling. In one place it is said, Priya Bhaktya Pradhanena Sarve Tushyanti Jantavaha. If you speak palatable words, Priya means very pleasing. Pleasing words. By speaking pleasing words, everybody becomes happy. Tasmat Tadeva Bhaktavyam. Therefore, that's how we should supposed to speak. That's how we should speak. Bachane Ka Daridrata. Why should be miser to speak such a nice word? One cannot become gentleman or gentle lady, right? Gentleman or lady, simply by wearing a crown. That is also another shloka says. Keyu rana vibhushayanti purusham. A man cannot become gentleman by just wearing a crown. It's like a Native American have some kind of crown. You know, even it's a little, but it's crown. Haranak chandrojwala. You may wear garlands, the necklace is bright like moon. But if your words are not kind, then that doesn't make you gentleman. Na snanam na vilepanam na purusham. You may take 3 times, 5 times bath and put so many leaves, chandan and aguru and this and that. But it doesn't make you gentleman. And even if you have long, long hairs, that also doesn't make you a gentleman or gentle lady. Vanyeka samalang karoti purusham ya sanskrita dharyate. Only there is vani, there is word, the speech that comes out of your mouth. If that is very controlled and palatable, pleasing words, sanskrita, purified with Krishna's holy name. And that's how one, you know, that word, that speech makes one gentleman. Gentle. Vanyeka samalankaroti purusham ya sanskrita dharyate kshiyante khalu bhushanani satatam bhag bhushanam bhushanam. It doesn't mean everything, all this decoration is useless. But if the speech is good, if the speech is nice, the words are presented in a nice way, then everything has use. And Lord Krishna has so many decorations on his head and on his body. We decorate him very nicely. See how Lord Krishna speaks. In the middle of battlefield, Arjuna was presenting so many arguments. Krishna would have said, since you become so brave when you are alone, but when you come in front of the armies, you become now unique. Get lost from here. Krishna didn't speak like that. How he speaks? Ashochyan anvashochastvam prajñavadam sabhashashe. Gatasu nagatasuncha nanashochanti pandita. The learned person, a pandit, will not lament either they are dead or alive. So, we can see in this incident how somebody presents himself. By the way, if I have spoken any unpalatable words any time to any devotees, please forgive me. This is the time I can ask for forgiveness. Soon we'll be going to Mayapur. And I may see you after maybe 6 months or one year later. So please forgive all my offenses during these last long years, about 12 years now. We came here in 1998. So it's 12 years. Within the reign of 12 years, if anything, I remember many times I have conversation with Mother Montu because he asked lots of questions regarding Sanskrit words. And there maybe in the beginning I was really hard to him. I remember those days. And one day I remember he had tears in his eyes. he said, you know, I was very much learned person in my last life. And I was very proud of my learning, and Saraswati Devi cursed me. And the next life you will not know any words of Sanskrit. You won't be able to speak. No, thank you. please forgive me. I didn't know it was tried really. I say, come. So, yeah, I learned, every day to learn something. I wrote some time. And I was on the board. Please forgive me about that. Vanyaka samalan karoti, we have to know, we learn that the word, if somehow or other the words are going wrong or away, if your words are not presented away, that immediately is you down. Your own word. Somebody else has to put you down. Your own words put you down. So this is what we learn from the character of Urvashi. One story about Urvashi. Should I tell you? One time when Narada Muni was traveling, he was going to see Lord Shiva. He was on the route of Kailash. And somehow Urvashi was coming that way too. You know, he was coming, that means she was coming to toward Narada Muni. So Narada Muni, as soon as he saw it was coming that way, he changed his route. He was going to Vaikuntha. So he started going Vaikuntha. So Urvashi said, "Oh, wait, where are you going?" And he said, I'm going to Vaikuntha. To see Lord Vishnu. No, but wait, I want to say something. He said, "What?" He said, "You're so handsome and so I'm so beautiful. Would you love me?" Narada Muni said, No. I'm a renounced person. And this loving and kissing, hugging, I don't, it's not in my interest. I don't kiss, I don't hug. And so he was going. Urvashi said, No, wait, please. I have something to say. Please, accept me as your wife. Narayana said, this, Hari said, asti charma vanadham tat patram mutra purishayoho kamini hidayagaram kona satyeta tattvavit. Tattvavit, one who knows the reality, like me, or anybody who understands the reality, that this body is the part of stool and urine, and somehow it is it's constructed with the asti charma, the bones and flesh, the skin, and you become, you know, you look very beautiful, and you want to attract anybody in the world. If I am understanding the tattva, you know, the reality of your body, why I should be attracted to your, you know, your this shanavanguru, you know, this temporary body? I'm not interested. You go. Or we say, no, wait, I have one more thing to say. Don't just neglect me. I'm this statement you said, it is applicable to the people in the human, this planet, Earth. But I'm not earthly woman. I'm heavenly themselves. And my body is not made of patram, mutra, purisha. I'm not made of stool and urine. Narayana, so, what is your body made of? Well, my body is made of so many different kinds of fragrance. If you don't trust, I can tell you, I can show you. So Narayana said, okay, how can you show me? So she tear off her belly, stomach, and she showed there were so many bottles of fragrances in there. So Narayana can see. Narayana said, oh my God, I didn't know that. Everybody said, what? What did you didn't know? I didn't know that this the heavenly themselves are made of fragrances. If I knew that, I would have come to shop, you know, to buy all these fragrances from you. No, I mean, what? If I knew that you were made of these fragrances, I would take birth from your womb, and I would become fragrance, you know, a smelly fragrance, full of fragrance too. Then finally he said, Narada Muni said, Mataji, it's just useless. I'm not attracted to this. Is it fragrance or non-fragrance? It's just the same for me. So, Hare Krishna. So he went to Vaikuntha. So Urvashi, he got Narada, I mean, Narada Muni says Mataji, so once he said Mataji, he was not going to accept me as his wife. So she was failed. Yeah, she failed. My question I wanted to ask before Nagaraj Prabhu left, but he left already anyway. This Urvasi is the human the heavenly themselves. And we know she also cursed Arjuna one time, right? To be unique. And she is speaking unpalatable here to Pururava. Is this the same Urvasi, or there's different Urvasis? First question. Who can tell? Same? So the another question is, we read during the Bali Maharaj, when he was conquering Swarga, so the qualities of the person who can live in that place, in Swarga, is described, Yamna Brajantya Dharmishtaha, one who is not irreligious, they can go there. Khala, who are, Khala means what? Seer. Bhutadruha means who is non-envious to other living entities. And Satha means cunning. Manina, who are very proud of their own. Kamina, who are very lusty. And Lubdha, who are very greedy. Those people cannot go there. Evir hina prajanti tat. This is the quality of someone who can go to Swargaloka. But Urvashi, we don't see those qualities in Urvashi. She is cunning, she is, right? And what else? So, why is she got to be in this heavenly planet anyway? She wasn't like that. But she cursed Arjuna there too. And she is. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. No, oh, okay. That's what she is. Blessings. Yeah, okay. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, Ruth? Oh, yeah? That works. Yeah, that is true. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's possible. And what, Ruth? Yeah.
It means, of course, perfectly reformed, probably. So
yeah,
the Sanskrit form. Language is perfectly reformed. But Urvashi speaking Sanskrit, are you saying she's not speaking Sanskrit?
No, Sanskrit, that means purified.
Right, but she's speaking purified. That language is already Sanskrit, which means completely samskrita, means completely perfected.
Yeah, completely properly arranged.
And probably perfect. When he gives the purport to your verse that you use as a pramana, Mishochana, Mishochana Swami, he called it very heavily. I think even in the purport in the Bhagavad Gita, that, you know, he may have indirectly said, but you're a fool, you're not a wise man.
Yeah, that's the meaning. I mean, that, in other words, you can say that. In other words, but the first place Krishna says, Nanushochanti Pandita.
So Bhagavatam, in the Urvashi speaking, what we're reading is Srimad Bhagavatam.
Mm.
And she's speaking all these heavy slokas. So we're saying that the Bhagavatam is now not palatable. Should we not read that? We should avoid this section.
which section?
It's not this whole section, Akrura, you know, you're not a woman's, whatever sloka we just read. And yesterday's shloka and so many. Don't let. You know. So all these things are not palatable. We should avoid them.
Yeah, this won't be very palatable to common people. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam, it says Paramahamsam Samhitayam. This is Paramahamsa Samhita. So those who are in the path of Paramahamsa, those who are willing to or wishing to be Paramahamsa one day, and it doesn't matter for them because they are in the in that platform. So this is the language of Paramahamsa Samhita, Paramahamsas. So whatever is below the Paramahamsa level, is not very much regarded.
What's so, that verse, Bruyad, such a Bruyad? One should speak palatably.
Priyam Bruyad, Satyam Bruyad, Priyam Bruyad, Na Bruyad, Priyam, Satyam Apriyam. Yeah. One should speak truth, and one should speak pleasing words with the truthfulness.
Several times Prabhupada quoted that, but he said this is for the mundane.
Sadhu
speak sometimes very heavily.
Yeah. So to present the Krishna's, you know, our Krishna's message, we have to present speak as it is there. But we have to time circumstances that all matters. If all the devotees are sitting in the room, and we just speak whatever it is there. But if there are non-devotees sitting, and then we have to make them understand some or other how it's coming there. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Sometimes, like, you know, businessmen, you see how they can speak like very sweetly and very polite, and they are actually cheaters. So the intention in the heart actually is bad. They just want to like rip. Sometimes you see like a devotee being very hard to you and heavy, you know, even, you know, using very hard words, and it's actually purifying you because he's, you know, intention is. You know. So you were mentioning that you can see a gentleman the way he speaks. Bringing back, you know, the same point I was making. Sometimes it's called gentleman. Huh? Yeah, but you know, let's say a group. These guys, Sudra, Brahmin, Vaishya, whatever, you know, about businessmen. But they, you know, they to be very word. So, and then they use it just to cheat, you know. So can you say something? Oh, yeah.
I'm getting lost. What is happening there?
Madam Mohan, he just said something very nice.
Okay, yeah.
Just remember, Prabhupada said about that. He said sometimes there's a serpent that has a jewel in its head.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still the serpent, but he's decorated with the jewel. And there was one saying that you're not known by what by what people say about you. That's not how you're known. You're known by what you say about people. So that kind of went along with that.
Thank you. Marina Bhujita Sarva Kimasavana Vayankara.
But one observation, this verse here, when it was having women as a class with all those particular qualities, I was thinking that when one gets disturbed in the sensual plane, those qualities come out.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all the other places where they use times like nine times, like those things which are difficult to repeat. That when one gets involved with the material energy, those are the natural qualities that come out. And as you pointed out, the gentlemen, gentlewomen, they're becoming less involved with those qualities. They're coming up to the mode of goodness when passion and ignorance are gone, and all those nice qualities start manifesting.
Is that it? Thank you. Yeah,
Well, also, this is how Urvashi kind of got herself in this situation in the first place. She was tempting, I suppose you could just use the word, or flaunting herself in front of Mitra and Varuna, two renowned sages, and they passed Samana and they cursed her that she would have to marry a human. Mm. You know.
Mm.
Of course, they gave that Samana gave birth to a great sage. I forget his, a very famous sage. I'm sorry, it's in the first chapter of the ninth canto.
Mm.
Maybe Durvasa or somebody. I forget.
Okay. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.